Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
I do declare the final digit year birthday of Maddie pronounced freckles. So for her final hurrah before her double digits, can Mike Hawk give her a good baby batter auction warm-up? Goofy and Mickey telling her just how many rides and ice cream floats she's going to get today. And maybe a dad joke or two for Miles. Happy birthday there, Autumn.
All right, it's a Betty bought her some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter bitter. So she bought a better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought her a bit of better butter.
Well, guys, I sure am glad that you like ice cream floats. If you do it like old Goofy, who's lactose intolerant, eat enough until you poop your pants.
Oh, the good thing is, because it is your birthday, you get to have as much ice cream as you want. When Mom and Dad say that's too many ice creams, you say, but it's my birthday. Mick said I can have all I want.
How old is Maddie? Do we know?
I was looking at that, Miles. I don't think they put it in there.
Okay. 9? Didn't they say, what?
Final
okay.
Digit.
I'm just trying to make sure the jokes are perfect.
Hey, if you're going to write an email, just put how old the kid is.
Okay. All right. Maddie, here you go. Some dad jokes. Guys, a tiger once told me I am not Simba.
I am?
And he wasn't lying.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame's foot's caught the door. I feel like 9 or 10. That's a racy joke.
Yeah, they'll find it.
Yeah. How can you tell if an astronaut is not paying attention?
How?
They're staring off into space. And one more, Maddie, if it's appropriate. Let's see here. Oh, my daughter asked me why I decided to buy a boat.
Oh, yeah?
I said there was a sale.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say so she could have a sibling. Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? What up, my nipples? I want to wish my son the happiest 10th birthday. Man, oh man. Your dad is so unbelievably proud to be able to call you his son. You never cease to amaze me, Bino. I just wish you would stop wearing your clothes backwards. You're not crisscross. You're just like to jump around a lot. Anyway, can I get Coach Ted with some advice about joining the double-digit ranks and some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks, guys, and happy 20th and maybe 20 more. That from Julius.
What's this kid's name?
Bino?
Bino! Alright, listen up, Bino. A lot of stuff going on, but you're 10 years old now. So your dad says you can't wear your clothes backwards. You tell him, hey, I'm 10. Do what I want now. And obviously, you should look at your dad and say, Dad, why don't you learn what fashion is? I'm 10.
And by the way, who's Crisscross, Dad?
Yeah, exactly.
Jump.
How to date yourself.
Speaking of, some dad jokes. What is Barney's favorite letter? Guys, what is Barney's favorite letter?
You.
He loves you.
Boy, that show is painful.
It's been a minute since I've seen it.
It should stay that way.
You still got those old Barney ones in anywhere, Miles?
The Barney one?
Like, we used to play Barney songs and just bleep out words.
I mean, I think probably Eric has them.
Yeah, that was somewhere. Good. We should do that again. Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with him, but you bleep out a word in some of Barney's songs. It sounds awful. Yeah.
Okay. What does...
I know.
Do you know why people live next to a... Oh, do you know why people living next to a cemetery cannot be buried there?
No.
Because they're still alive.
All right.
Man, oh man, I'm done with the kids. I got some good ones coming up.
Every time we drove by one, my dad go, you know the thing about cemeteries? I'm like, what? People are dying to get in there.
Guys, happy 34th birthday to my husband, Zach. Could Coach Ted hype him up about Notre Dame wins and how next year just maybe the New York Yankees might win a World Series? That from his wife, Katie, and his cat, Zeus. You guys rock.
All right. First of all, I'm assume your wife, Katie, is 10 years old or 10. You met her 10 years ago because, frankly, the Yankees and Notre Dame just aren't that relevant.
Right.
Notre Dame, you might have a chance of making the playoff. Who knows? But hi, the coach is not going to talk off the Yankees. Coach was more than happy last night to watch the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Then hear, people kind of crack on them. Yankees lose.
Aren't they out of it?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Look, this guy likes Notre Dame and the Yankees, right?
He's had a lot of good years.
I bet he likes the Lakers. He probably likes the Lakers.
The Patriots.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Red Sox.
Well, I can't like the Red Sox, but there was always those guys. It's like, oh.
I'll just pick the winning team.
Yeah, I bet if he watches soccer, he used to love Man U.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is Brian the Welder. Today is my beautiful wife Chelsea's birthday. She's an amazing mom to our twin girls, and I can never tell her enough how much she does. Give her some extra dirty Germans, please. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what was her husband's name?
Brian the Welder.
Yeah, Brian, don't be upset, but when I say one time I was in Chelsea, I'm not talking about the town.
Yeah, so the funny thing is, this is box for flying, and we were all stuck together, like almost welted.
Yeah.
But y'all, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my best buddy, G-Dub. Old Geezer's 39, has been an avid listener and beer drinker since he was in diapers. So can you give him a little kid fish sandwich, a bong rip, and some advice from Coach Ted about being newly single and back on the market? You guys rock. Thanks. That from G-Dizzle.
Fish sandwich.
Same kid.
All right, you're back on the market. First of all, shoot or shoot. Take shots. Take chances. Second of all, if you have a female friend, maybe you're friend-zoned, whatever, but she's good with other women, take her out with you, all right? It's kind of like fishing, right? You got to throw the line in first, and she will help. Other than that, I would also say try something new. You never know. You might meet a chick somewhere random that you never thought about going to.
But Charles, I turned 41 today, and since I'm the only one here that listens to the show, it falls on me to request my own birthday shout-out. So can I please get some dad jokes for Miles, a Smell It, and Aussie Ted talking about his favorite song, Mambo No. 5. Cheers, guys. That from Sean in England. All right, Sean. Going to hit you with some good ones here. Guys, if the devil started going bald, would it be hell to pay?
I like it.
Ted, what is Stephen Hawking's favorite food?
Rolades?
His shoulder. What does a prostitute and a TSA agent have in common?
I don't know.
Both get paid to touch your junk.
Smell it.
Oh, damn. Ted here from Melbourne. Are we talking about that old Mambo No. 5, huh? Hey, down here, we never got to hear it. They said it was too dumb for us Aussies, so we never listened to it. Ironically, though, Lou Bega, Australian.
Is he?
No.
Oh. Hello, Michelle's. Please help me wish my husband his happy 45th birthday. Maybe the coach can help remind him it's okay to celebrate those milestones. And the dirty Germans talking about Excel spread cheeks. Spread sheets.
Did you seriously say spread cheeks?
I did.
Oh, damn.
That from his wife and number one fan, Candace. Spread sheets. Spread sheets.
Back to Galactus.
Back to Galactus. Spread is coming back.
Hey.
I don't know why that came out so easy. So it's just like I say it all the time.
What is his name?
I don't know.
Anyhow, Candace's husband. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you're turning 45, man. It's a big year. A lot of people are throwing blowout parties for it because a lot of people couldn't celebrate 40 proper fashion because of a goddamn pandemic. So you better go out this weekend, live it up, and enjoy it, man. You're 45. Coach is turning 45 too, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, I think maybe you take Miles' advice and do spread cheeks on bed sheets.
Yeah, I like this. And last time I played with my Microsoft, I did not spread any cheeks.
Spread guys,
XL spread cheeks.
They came out way too easy.
A little bit of a drought there.
Oh, I just wanted to wish my mom, my beautiful mom Lee, a very fantastic birthday today. With an I just said that, and the bird hitting the window. And a Miles is so kind, a hello Shane, because it always makes us laugh. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. That from Jess.
I just said that.
Hello, Shane.
And finally, gentlemen, can you give my amazing wife, Jess, a happy birthday? She turns 50 today. Gone through a lot together, and yet she still decides to be with me on this crazy ride of life. I guess it helps I'm good-looking. Can you please give her some turtle wax? You like that? And the captain telling her what dirty things the captain does with mermaids. Thank you, guys, and hope your day goes by smooth. That from the Tiger Viking.
You like that? You like that?
Well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. You know, the old Capitan doesn't like to kiss and tell, but obviously, word's got out that I've spent some quality time with some mermaids, as you like to call them. I just say one particular lassie that I met under the sea, she called herself the hotel. I said, what do you mean? She said, you should stay at the Holiday Inn, and the old Capitan did. She left the light on for me. Crunch berries.
Hotel Finn, huh?
Hotel. It was her idea, not mine. She said, would you like to stay in the Holiday Inn? Kind of hard to find the orifice out of.
Say, where's the old door on the Hotel Finn?
It was all about the mouth hug, Ted.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schwein.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New fly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, sometimes, any time of year, people are trying to eat healthier and, you know, trying to lock in that diet. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say diet. Try to lock in that lifestyle,
sure,
right?
There you go. Lifestyle.
Yeah. Now, let's stop calling them diets, all right? It's a lifestyle for you. Now, oftentimes, though, there is things we all enjoy that maybe we don't realize how much it is damaging your health. Now, some of the things on this list, you can pick and choose if you want to keep doing them. There's a few of them you will.
I will.
So these are five things that everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health. Now, number five, again, I don't think any of the four of us are big on this, but frozen meals.
I just don't.
Right.
That doesn't shock me, though.
The occasional pot pie. That's about it.
Right. Like, every
it's
once
not that
in
I won't,
a frozen
I just
pizza
haven't.
Or something.
A frozen pizza, we had one earlier. You know what? You're right. So a frozen pizza, what? Every once in a while, steal the kids' chicken nuggets, but that's about it.
Does a frozen pizza count as a frozen meal? When I think of frozen meal, I think Hungry Man.
You don't think of it but it is.
But see, I'm with Miles. I think they're talking more about frozen meals, like your lean cuisine, like your Stouffer's.
If you went to Take and Bake place and brought it home and froze it, and then you just baked it later.
Okay, that's different, though.
It's not prepared to be frozen, but that's not the process.
These are made specifically to be frozen, which means that there's different things in them.
There is. You know what? I'm the head chef. Miles, you're correct. Frozen pizza, not the same as frozen meal.
I don't think so.
Full and rank.
I will step down.
You see those stripes? They're up and down, son.
There's no stripes.
There's not.
But if there were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any stripes, head chef.
Wow. I'm not in the military. That's kind of a military reference.
You don't even wear Adidas. We can't even look at your shoes and do it. You know?
Come on, man.
See that swoosh?
What rank would you be with Adidas? Three stripes?
Sergeant.
Is that sergeant?
Right, but I think if they're three up, three down, it means you're enlisted. If they're just three across, OCS.
So Adidas are sergeant shoes.
Sergeant shoes.
So start calling them. You got a pair of them sergeant shoes.
They say frozen meals are usually loaded with sodium and saturated fat, which obviously can increase blood pressure, water retention, inflammation, kidney strain. There's also growing evidence that heating up certain plastics, even in microwave-safe ones, can lead to chemicals in our body. Well, you would never microwave a pizza, Mike. Frozen pizza. Now, frozen meals, you microwave.
See? And I would be...
See?
Huh? I think even like pizza rolls. Not a frozen meal. Just a snack.
Just for sake of argument, I think...
Now, those you microwave.
Let's just say we're talking about, like, you're eating... You know, there's the Stouffer's ones, there's the lean... So a lot of times, like, the people found out the hard way. And lean cuisines are delicious. But they were like, oh, it's not that many calories or carbs. It's like,
But there's a lot of other things.
You got 2 days worth of sodium in there. That's why you're laying in bed at night sweating.
But that's how they advertise it. Like, hey, man, low calories. That's what you're laying
in bed and sweating.
Also, side
note. Pockets? Do those count?
That's a frozen meal, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. To Miles, it's a snack.
Just real quick side note from the head chef here. Has anybody had the El Paso, like, microwavable... It's like it looks like a nacho chip, but it's full of cheese.
No.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Hang on. What are we
El Paso.
It looks like what? One giant
it looks
nacho
like
chip?
One giant
is
nacho
it frozen,
chip.
Is it frozen?
It is frozen.
And is it stuffed with cheese?
Yes. Or beef and cheese.
I've never even heard of this.
Well,
oh my God. Okay, so it's El Paso's Pizza Pocket. It's their pizza rolls, only it's got beef and cheese.
Oh, bites and chicken cheese. I see what you're saying. It kind of looks like a
I'm not above that.
Like a dumpling.
These things. I would eat the living hell out of those. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I would.
It looks like a Dorito with crap in it.
Are they good?
It is a very good football food.
Okay.
It looks like a pizza roll that's got just beef and cheese in it.
Did you do this by yourself?
Nah, me and Marshawn had
them. How many could you house down?
He goes, "Where did you get these?" I'm like, "You got it." Like Thrill knows. I'm scouting out that grocery store. I was in there last night for three things. It took me half an hour when it gets to the weekend, it's like pulling those up.
All right. Yeah.
All right, again, these are five everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health. Sweetened coffee drinks.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Giant flavored lattes and frappuccinos can pack in more calories and sugar than an actual dessert.
Bring it on.
I will say, by this point, I think most people understand if you're getting a giant frappuccino or something.
The caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino, something like that.
Or if you're getting a coffee just loaded with stuff, like you probably know.
You know.
Well, they closed your milkshake shop.
I know, man.
So your consumption, this is going to make you healthier.
I guess.
There's one across the street, dude.
I know.
Is there?
It's yes.
Yeah, Columbia Tower.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to get over there.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, this one's going to hurt everybody in here. Alcohol.
I don't care.
Frequent alcohol consumption can strain your liver, disrupt your sleep, increase risk of certain cancers. Even small amounts can add up over time.
But it makes ugly people pretty. Mm.
Does it?
It does. Well, that wears off.
That's why I drink and look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. That's the best I ever looked. Like, God damn, you're such a
bitch. I don't know.
As
the drunker I get, I start looking at ugly people and thinking, you're ugly.
That's just mean, Mike.
Yeah, it is. I'm a it's mean.
Supposed to make you nice.
I don't have beer goggles, man. You're just getting ugly.
No, it just takes your inhibitions down, Miles. I get that much closer to saying it.
Diet sodas. They don't have the sugar content of real soda, but some artificial sweeteners used in diet sodas may interfere with our gut health, insulin sensitivity. It's also bad for your teeth, just like the regular stuff.
Yeah, aspartame, man.
There's a lot of stuff, and I hear it all the time with diet sodas and everything, but this one's kind of a tough one in a lot of the health and fitness world. There's also a lot of people that are like, hey, man, if you're trying, you want to have a couple diet sodas.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. Now, I will say, I think drinking them all the time, like you still need to drink water and other stuff. But
sure.
It used to be. There's a few days a week. It's like, I just want to have a soda.
Yeah.
Last on the list, this one just hurts the most. But again, I'm not shocked this is on the list of everyday unhealthy foods. Potato chips.
Yes.
Right?
Well, yeah.
And it's easy, right? They're designed to overeat them. They're also loaded with salt and unhealthy and fats. Contribute to high blood pressure.
But that's why they taste so good. All the things that are unhealthy about potato chips are why you love them.
And I don't think it, like...
You're telling me these potato chips that left a grease stain yes. on the bottom of my napkin are bad
Here's
for
my
me.
Rule. Unless I'm going to a party or I'm having people over, I will buy a single serving bag of chips every time. And that will keep me in check. I can still have them. If I get anything bigger than that, like a Ruffles, kind of forget it. I will say I've gotten better, but
I think it helps having the pantry. So like last night, I bought a couple bags of chips for the weekend, but I can't see them.
But if it's not directly in front of your face.
You'll hide the foods.
Because if I leave half a bag of chips on my coffee table and I start watching TV,
you're eating them.
You're going to eat them.
Without a
doubt. But like if they're out of sight, out of mind.
That's right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.